This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Manor of Farmington. Patient first name is Pushpa, P-U-S-H-P-A. Last name is Desai, D-E-S-A-I. Date of birth is 1-1-1947. Date of evaluation is 12-13-2023. HPI history, page complaints. Psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present illness. This is a 77 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 11/21/2023 upon transfer from Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. Patient's chart indicates cervical disorder with the radiculopathy, hyperlipidemia, dementia, depression, insomnia, neuropathy, hypertension, difficulty walking, left knee arthroplasty, patient is a poor historian. She pointed towards her left knee and stated that she's here because of her knee problem. She could not tell me which hospital she was at before she came here. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. When I asked her where does she live, she stated, quote, Mumbai, unquote. When I asked her where she lived, where her son lives, she stated, quote, Mumbai, unquote. Patient did live with her son. Here I spoke to Jignesh, J-I-G-N-E-S-H, Desai, who stated that his mom has been showing evidence of cognitive impairment for the past 5-6 years. Here he acknowledged that she's been taking Lexapro for a couple of years, prescribed probably by her neurologist. Most recently, she was also on Abilify for some paranoia and delusional type of thinking. Period. Patient son's not sure if Lexapro continues to be effective and was open to have trial of dose reduction of Lexapro to avoid any side effects. Here he acknowledged that mom has anxiety, depression, which could increase because of her placement to a nursing home. Next paragraph, no known history of OCD, PTSD, no known history of OCD, PTSD, or bipolar disorder. Next paragraph, a review of system, general pain, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrogenital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, inability to walk, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, grade 7. Current occupation, not employed. Relationship, current relationship, widow. Number of children, one son. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test review, collateral form and chart, nursing, family. I did spoke to patient son, Jignesh Patel, Jignesh Desai. Next paragraph, under history and habits, the review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 140/68, pulse 68, respiration 18. next paragraph. Mental status examination, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, more movements. Unable to walk, gait, not tested, speech. Clear mood, mildly dysphoric, but was able to smile. Thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, concrete, thought content. Normal perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to person only, place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, attention concentration impaired, point of knowledge poor, judgment poor, sleep disturbance, variable appetite fair. Next paragraph. Medication, the current medication Lexapro 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild, F33.0. Plans, patient's son consented to trial of decrease in Lexapro to 15 milligram once a day in an attempt to use a minimal dose of psychotropic medications. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity, without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Plans, staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy, disposition, notify our service of any changes in mood, behaviors, or any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative, check common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement and decision to treat. In my medical determination, above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of a resident. This is the end of dictation.